commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I've built model railroads off and on since I was 8 years old. My first model railroad was a standard 8x4 foot plywood board that was on sawhorses. It was built by my father. I mostly supervised. Well, I am in between modeling projects now, and there are times in the last few weeks that I've taken out my tape measure and have took the dimensions of the spare room at my house. My quarter-inch grid paper has been taken out, and those are the initial steps before a model train fantasy begins to take flight. Pope's Hobby Land has been helpful to me in my last model building project. Track for model railroad is laid with special nails on top of specially sized cork. It's always handy to drive to Pope's if you run out. I remember needing a right-handed number 6 switch. Well, I had 3 left-handeds and a righty number 4, so down to Pope's I'd go. Rail joiners, track insulators, wires too. These are all small things that could derail an entire afternoon of model railroad building. There is a problem, though. Fewer people have hobbies these days, and that's unfortunate. Xbox and electronics crowd out time that young boys used to spend building model trains. And it's hard to get kids interested in model railroading when so few of them have ridden an actual train. Steam engines, which even I'm too young to remember, are more intricate and interesting to model. Thomas the Tank Engine and the Polar Express make things interesting, but they won't inspire a kid to take up a hobby that requires hundreds of hours of scarce time. Now, Pope's is not a model train store. They're a hobby shop. If you flew wooden airplanes or built dollhouses, they had a shelf or a department for you. But all of those things take time, too, which no one seems to have enough of. So what happens as more of us don't take up hobbies? Well, a nice, clean store that's run by friendly, helpful people will close its doors. They've done well, but it's not the kind of business where a new buyer is likely to step forward. The long-term outlook for a hobby shop isn't all that great. Stores like that are expensive to run, there are large inventory costs, and almost every supplier will offer their stuff online at a lower price. The owners at Pope's are retiring, and I wish them well. Their store is being liquidated, and the few of us who still have hobbies will be poorer for it.